President Bush nominated Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago, infuriating much of the political right. To many conservatives who've waited decades for an opening on the court, the Myers nomination was a grave disappointment. Richard Lowry is editor of the National Review. Lately, he's found himself allied with some unlikely folks, liberals.
My girlfriend was taken aback the other morning. "Is something wrong?" she asked. "You're laughing at a Maureen Dowd column." I used to get so angry at Maureen Dowd columns that I swore off reading them. Then I went through a period when they didn't bother me because they seemed so content-free and unfunny. But now, I was chuckling along with the New York Times columnist. Something was wrong, very wrong, the Harriet Myers nomination. I am one of those conservatives shocked and appalled by her nomination, both because she seems absurdly underqualified, and it seems unlikely she'll be a conservative jurist in the mold of a Scalia or a Thomas. Yes, White House counsel is a serious job, but she had held it for a matter of months. And no one would argue that other White House counsels, let's say Lanny Davis or Bernie Nussbaum from the Clinton administration, would be fit to sit on the Supreme Court. Prior to the counsel's job, she was Deputy White House Chief of Staff, and prior to that, Staff Secretary. Other justices have had no experience as judges before coming on the court, but someone like Earl Warren was former governor of California. Myers is a former elected member of the Dallas City Council. Conservatives have worked for 30 years to return, as they see it, the court to a principled jurisprudence tethered to the Constitution. There is no indication whatsoever that Myers shares their vision, except for her mouthing of the cliché at her announcement that she will interpret the law, not write it. That's a platitude, not a philosophy. So I found myself enjoying a Dowd send-up of the embarrassing mash notes Myers had written to Bush back in Texas. At least this nomination has blurred our seemingly indelible partisan lines. My girlfriend is a committed liberal. She called the other day while watching the head of the Conservative Family Research Council explain on Hardball why Bush shouldn't be promoting Myers' evangelicalism as a kind of qualification. "I agree with Tony Perkins," she said. "The world really is coming to an end." Bush surrogates have found common ground with feminist leaders in discerning sexism behind the opposition to Myers. And I sit on the phone with colleagues all day long, sounding like fed-up Democrats. "Can we really trust Harry Reid to have the backbone to stand up to Bush on this one?" we ask each other. All this is very interesting, but for any friend of the Bush presidency like myself, is also disturbing. With the Myers nomination, Bush risks doing irreparable harm to his relationship with conservatives and thus losing one of the last political barriers between himself and premature lame duckery. This nomination needs to be lost so the Bush presidency can be saved. And to make it safe for me once again to read the anti-Bush New York Times op-ed page without any risk of laughing in delight.
Richard Lowry is editor of the National Review and author of Legacy, Paying the Price for the Clinton Years. Next week, we'll hear more perspectives on the Harriet Myers nomination to the Supreme Court.